many of you love this time of year?
The new start, January, fresh. How many of you hate it because it's winter and it's cold and February's still to come? It's a tricky time of year, it is. New Year is also a time that we often take a step back and take stock of our lives. Many people spend New Year's Eve planning what New Year's resolutions they're going to make. Did anyone make any New Year's resolutions? Apparently fewer and fewer people are doing it now. Jojo, you made an excellent. Well, I did also make a New Year's resolution, but I'm not going to tell you it because that would hold me accountable. Because apparently, about 20% of New Year's resolutions last less than a month, and which is possibly why lots of us don't make them. Often we set the bar so high, we make a New Year's resolution, we make it too difficult, and we don't structure in how we're actually going to achieve it, and it ends up being too hard, and that's why we give up. If we're going to keep motivated and keep going with our resolution, we need to plan in ways that we're going to keep going, maybe get other people on board to help encourage us and keep us going and keep us focused on it. That's what we do in our lives. Well, actually, it's also a really good time of year for us to take a step back and take stock of our faith life too, our spiritual lives. And I love that we have Epiphany at this point in the year, because we might be feeling reflective and we have scripture to then guide us in a reflection about our faith journey. Because it is an overused analogy, but faith is like a journey. Much like the wise men went on, that long journey, we know ultimately our faith journey is going to end with us worshipping at the feet of Jesus in Jesus' kingdom. That is our destination, that's where we're going. But we don't know how we're going to get there, and actually none of us knows how long the journey is going to be. We don't know how many ups and downs we'll have on that route. We don't know if sometimes we might be working really hard, pedaling a long way, walking the last bit, or whether sometimes we might be nipping along in the train or on an aeroplane. We don't know how difficult the journey will be. And also, our journey will not look like anyone else's journey either. Something really important to remember as we walk the Christian faith. Someone else's journey might look very different. Just because ours looks nothing like theirs doesn't mean ours is wrong or theirs is wrong. There are different routes for us to get to that ultimate destination of knowing Jesus and drawing closer and closer to Jesus. So today on Epiphany, as a whole group, we're going to think about our faith journeys. We're going to look back and we're going to look ahead. At this point, those of you who are more agile might want to get your socks and shoes off and draw around your feet to remind you that we're on a journey. I notice that most people aren't moving at this point. But if you want to, there is lots of paper on the tables, and it's an invitation to have something to take home to remind you that you're on a journey. You've got your own feet to draw around. Okay, that's just something you can be getting on with if you want to. So we're going to look at the life of the Magi and the journey that the Magi went on as a helpful way to frame how we look at our own faith journeys. Because I actually believe their journey is much longer than we yet given in that little passage that Michael just read to us. Because I think their journey started a lot earlier. We know already that they are wise. That's how they are described. That doesn't just happen from the moment you're born. Often there's a lot of work done, there's a lot of studying. They made a choice to make the effort to search out truth, to search out answers to things. So they were very dedicated, I believe. Their journey to this point that we hear in this passage happened a lot earlier on. It started a lot earlier on. But it meant that they had got to the point on their journey where they were actually looking up. So when this new star appeared, they could see it. They weren't so head up in the books that they didn't see it. They were actually looking up. They saw the star. And because of all the work that they had done, all of that study, so that they became wise, they could understand what that star was all about. They also had meaning to it. Now, I reckon it probably took them a lifetime of hard work and study to get to that point where they knew what that star meant. And I offer, just as a little aside, I wonder how old they were. Have you ever thought how old you think the Magi were? Because I think they were probably quite elderly. They had spent a lifetime studying, and they chose to go on this journey. And it just makes me think of people like Simeon and Anna. There are lots of examples in the Bible of people who are in the autumn of their life, perhaps. Those who may think that God's done all that God's going to do in their lives. And then suddenly God has a new plan. There's something new. So just it's just a little throwaway. Those of you who think that you've done all that God's called you to do, you may well be surprised. There may be another epiphany for you yet. A moment of God's revelation in your life. A new plan. But they have done lots of study. They know, though they think they know, what this star means. They've seen it, and they think they understand that it means a new king is born. And what I love is that they're not just bookish. They're not just all about study. They're then men of action. They went out. They decided to go and see this king. They set off on a long, arduous journey. Probably not on a train or a plane. Probably on camels or foot. To travel all the way to go and see this new king. But the great thing about this story to help us when we look at our faith journey is, one, the Magi had done lots of work so that they understood, they had got some wisdom, some knowledge to understand the signs. But then they set off on this journey and they didn't get it completely right. And that's such an encouragement to us, I think, that sometimes we don't get it right on our faith journey. We will make mistakes. For example, they knew a new king was to be born, so they travelled, and they travelled to the biggest city, they thought. So they travelled to Jerusalem, and then they stopped and asked around. Now, I wonder how often we have on our faith journey stopped looking to God's guidance and begun to look around to human guidance. The Magi came all the way to Jerusalem, the star guided them, and then remember the star continues to guide them right to Jesus. Well, why didn't they go right to Jesus first? They stopped looking at the star, it seems, and decided to look around and ask human advice. Now, there's nothing wrong with asking human advice. It's really important to sometimes get that clarity, but not at the expense of looking for God's guidance too. I wonder where in our faith journeys we have sometimes stopped looking for God's guidance and instead focused on human guidance to tell us where to go. And then lastly, another really important thing to remember is that these wise men travelled as a group. They didn't travel individually. We don't know how many there are. I know traditionally in nativities there's always three because they brought three gifts. We don't actually know how many there were. There could have been two, or there could have been 20. We don't know. But the most important thing is there wasn't one. This journey of faith is not an individual road. It's not a lonely road to travel just on your own. There are others to travel with it. It's really good to travel together, to have others to discuss things with, to discern things with, to travel with. So, let's look to this year ahead. The star has risen. We've had Christmas. We've just celebrated that. Everything that Christmas was about. There is the star to follow. Are we going to choose to follow it this year? And then, if we're going to choose to follow it, how are we going to follow it? How are we going to navigate our way to this new, on this journey, on this next stage? Sundays are a really great way of coming together, reading the word together, hearing it talked about. In our all age, we interact and we talk to each other. This is brilliant. But there are also other ways that we can journey with others, with a smaller group, perhaps, in home groups, Bible studies, other areas that the church meets together in smaller groups to discuss with others, to read the Bible together, to pray together, to be supported on the journey of faith. So it might be that you want to think about joining one of those smaller groups to help you on this faith journey, not travel it alone. So what we're going to do now is our interactive responding, not just listening to me. We're going to draw out our life journeys on a piece of paper. Now, you can do this. You don't need to read the screen yet. I will tell you all about that in a moment. If you take a piece of paper, you can draw out your life journey, depending on how creative you are. You might want to literally draw what looks like a footpath, which has milestones and signposts, maybe mountains and rivers, I don't know. You can be creative as you like. But you want to put on your faith journey, the path, those major things that you've looked back and have noticed were key points in your faith journey. Maybe your baptism. Maybe there was a certain church that was really impactful on your faith journey. Maybe there was a person that was. Maybe there was a retreat you went on, or an event that happened, or a crisis that happened in your life that was really significant for you. Mark it on your faith journey. If you're not as creative and don't want to be doing that, you might just want to be drawing a line. So it looks like a line graph, and it might have highs, and it might have lows, and it might have wiggles. And with key points that you can mark in, what are those key moments on your faith journey? Or it might be another shape. You might have something that looks more like a spiral as you go around each year. What has happened? Have you got deeper in with your faith? Any kind of shape you want to, but trying to get on a piece of paper, time to reflect back over your journey with Jesus so far that's brought you to today into St. Philip's. For some of you, it might be a short journey so far. You may have spontaneously decided to come in this morning, which is wonderful. Welcome. It might be a long, long journey for some of you that you can't even remember the beginning of it. But let's look back on our journeys and then have a moment where you pause and go, right, where to next? Where's the next thing that I want to have? So that next time I come back and draw my faith journey, I can mark that as a milestone moment. What's the next thing that I want to, and how am I going to get there on my journey? Are there people I need to work with, speak to, groups I need to join, events I need to take up? What is it that's going to help you navigate the next part of your faith journey? Now, you might want to do this individually. If you're in family groups, it might be really helpful to talk together, because other people sometimes remember significant moments in your life that you had forgotten, or they can remind you of. So it might be that you can work together, or it might be something you want to just do on your own in some quiet. But let's get reflecting on our own faith journeys and drawing them down so we can see them and hold on to them.